That's right. I'm not just talking about those idiots in Love is Blind 3. They got it wrong for sure. Oh, for sure they got it wrong. I haven't seen a whole lot more wrong than that in a long time. But the votes this week. What happened? Look at these most points medals. Top four. Brooklyn Nine. All right. Legion of Doom. All right. And you mad, bro? Jessica Newman. Top four medals. Who's the fourth one? You got Raj in there. Raj always sneaks in there somehow. But Raj is amongst the greats today. And the Forbes took it over this week. And that's good to see. That's something that needed to happen. Not only did the Forbeses take it over for three medals to the Forbes side, but you mad bro got the most points of the most points. And she beat out the on fire champion, Colorado Fire Ducks. Amazing. Jess, you took that 6-1 bad boy down to a 7-2. No, that didn't make any sense. You took that 7-1 bad boy down to a 7-2. There we go. Let's check out your game a little bit. I don't know why Jess did so well. She ain't been doing nothing. She got T. Brady, who's always standing in for, you know, good stuff. But she got 130 points made up of Brady. A Renfro. Yeah, okay. You got Rondale Moore. Rondale! Wide receiver side getting over 15 points. You got a pretty solid rhythm section of 14 points. And oh, mix it up, mixing 55 points. That qualifies for a, and I'm going to play the drop. That's right. Joe Mix It Up Mixin' highest points this season so far. That might be a highest points VFB history. I'm not quite sure. 55.1 points. Nasty, 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 nasty. What happened to get those points, Joe? Well, he had a few touchdowns and whatnot. On the other hand, Colorado Fire Dogs had a couple of... had 116 points, which is... you know, a little below average for him. He had a ain't no lie, baby, bye, bye, bye week with Christian McCaffrey on bye, Whittle Kittle on bye, and Jimmy Garoppolo all on bye. Those are some good-looking guys, except for George Kittle. All of those guys were on bye, and that really hurt Colorado Fire Dogs. I'm a little nervous that he got 116 points still out of that, but... You know, he got beat, and now that boy is at a 7-2. How about Raj? Raj beat out the joke-ended Brooklyn Nine. Joke-ended Brooklyn Nine is just barely hanging on in the playoffs contending teams down there at 8th place. Raj has Cousins doing some work for him. He's got Kenneth Walker in there from the Seahawks. Kenneth Walker III doing some work for him. And my boy, Cooper Kupp. It's always hard to see Cooper Kupp doing well on another team. I shouldn't have let that boy go. But it is what it is. Juju Smith-Schuster did great in the Kansas City games. In the Kansas City game, I was proud of that guy. He's always poking his head up here and there, but that's all we got for the vote side this week, and everyone else kind of didn't show up. Buccaneers tried to, but they ended up canceling the game last minute because someone did something inappropriate, you know, for the corporate, you know, the corporate image. Oh boy, Legion of Doom takes out Glendis Glad. What we got here? Tyreek Hill showing up for work. Dallas Goedert showing up for work on the tight end side, and Derek Carr doing his thing up there at QB. Legion of Doom 123 points. So yeah, fourth place Forbes and the fourth place most points Forbes medals this week, and just riding on up there. BK9 takes out, who is it? Rocky Mountain Mama, taking that girl down to a 6-3. That's right, take me up into a 5-4. Geno Smith doing some work for me this week. Also Kenyon Drake. Fantastic at almost 25 points. You got my tight end in there doing some things. And another wide receiver, Terrace Marshall, doing some things. So not a bad deal. 16-point rhythm section. Top it off with a low-scoring Rocky Mountain Mama. That mama is struggling to put together anything this week, and she get the loss. All right, Rex Kwon-Do starting to see a little bit of a struggle. He's still a playoff contender, but he got smacked by the ass cracks this week. Sorry, Rex. I'm hoping that you get back in there, but at this point, I think you're probably a playoff team. I think you're probably not going to stoop down too low. Just get going. If you get going a little bit, you're going to put a little fire under your breather, and you're going to get up there. Never mind. I don't want to. You have terrible breath most of the time. Spicy Space unfortunately takes out the Maryland Marksman. What happened to Mark? Terrible performance from Mariota. Terrible performance from Alvin Kamara. Okay performance from Stephon Diggs. And otherwise, yeah, just not doing too great, unfortunately. Mark. Poor guy. Standings. Colorado Fire Dogs are still on top, but I'm hoping to take them out next week. Take them down a notch. Not me necessarily, but possibly Rocky Mountain Mama could. And the Buccaneers have 6-3s up there, going on to overtake Colorado Fire Dogs. It's probably going to ride another week at first place, and then we'll start seeing a little bit of weakness there in Joe. I hope. Joe tried to trade me, Hopkins, DeAndre Hopkins, for my Mr. Pierce on the running back side. First of all, 5-point gap. ESPN was trying to lie a little bit, but 5-point gap overall. Nah, thanks. Nah. Rejected the trade. Colorado Fighters in first place. Buccaneers in second place, despite her fifth place most points medal this week. Rocky Mountain Mama, third place. Brooklyn Nine, fourth place. Legion of D fighting me for that fourth place Forbes spot. In fifth place, Rex Kwon-Do in sixth place. Redskins in seventh place in the Brooklyn Nine. Joke ended, Brooklyn Nine, in eighth place. All the rest of y'all's is, or was, and will continue to bay at B teams. We've got a lot of players that are going to be on the fence. A lot of teams are going to be on the fence. We are currently in week 10, tomorrow Sunday. And the next week will be in week 11. So we're cruising right along here. And it's gonna heat up these next 6 weeks or so. We got, I would call it good eight, nine teams that are just going above and below that playoffs contender line. So it's gonna get down to it. Even the puppy collector is taking out teams now, and they're rising up slowly. Hey, you know, you still got time. So I don't even want to say, right? You got week, you got this week, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. You got five games left. You got two, so that's gonna be 5 plus 2. That'd be a 7-7. You'd have a 7-7 there. If you won every single game, Jake and Christina, you'd have a 7-7. Likely, it'd be a struggle. But if you did it, let's talk. If you do it, let's talk. You might be up there. Can't tell for sure. But it'll come down to a head-to-head, most likely. But keep on winning those games. And let's see where this goes. All right, guys, we are in the middle of week 10, obviously. This has been another lazy pod from your cum-ish. I ain't gonna do any editing, and I hope that you have a good week 10.